another good consistent day on offense for K-State.
It was. You know, we played really well. We kind of died out, you know, allowing them some time to try and get back into the game. But our defense played very, very well today and not allowing that opportunity to take place. So it was a good day all around for the team. Good win.
What's been working the last couple of weeks, in the last couple of games against your opponents?
Just the consistency that we've been playing with and the improvement that we've been making in practice has helped us execute. You know, we've been cleaning up the mistakes and not allowing opportunities for our opponents to beat us and taking away those opportunities for us to beat ourselves. So, you know, it's just something that we have to continue to do and something that we have to work on.
For obvious reasons, you take what goes on in the trenches very seriously. How proud are you of the four guys on that offensive line and the way that you guys have really picked it up the last couple of weeks?
You know, I'm extremely proud of them. You know, we've been working hard. We've been trying to correct our mistakes and make improvement, and we have. Now we just have to keep it rolling because, you know, we have to execute better than we are still. And if we want to go where we want to go, then we're going to have to play lights out.
Which has helped getting Boston back into the last couple of weeks.
It's very nice to have Boston back. You know, he's a hard worker. He's a great guy, and he loves to play. And he's a guy that you want to play next to, as well as the other four guys. So it's great to have him back.
How much more confident are you guys as an offense right now just after seeing 41 and 35 go up the last 2 weeks?
I wouldn't say we're confident. Not overconfident. You know, we've just been playing well. We've been executing our game plan, not beating ourselves and making penalties or mistakes and not turning the ball over when we need to, which is never. Let me get that out before Coach Snyder hears it. It was just the consistency of improving and it's showing.
Thanks, BJ.
Yep.
42 points in the last two fourth quarters for you guys combined. Just you guys been continuing to wear down the opponents and just been. I mean, what's that been like getting those fourth quarter scores like that?
Well, I think that's just finally getting back to K-State football, what we've been known for. You know, having the physicality and the toughness to execute in the fourth quarter when it really matters and give ourselves an opportunity to win. You know, just being able to grind out the clock and get drives going and ending those drives with scores, it's huge.
How much fun is it to see John Huber running off big runs again?
Oh, it's always fun to see somebody run big runs, especially John. You know, our goal before the season is to get him to 1,000 yards. I don't know where we stand on that. I know we have a lot more to go, so all those big yardage runs will definitely help.
How pumped were you guys when you found out about the helmet decals?
We were all pretty pumped. Will Rodecap, he's the head manager for all sports and then an assistant for football, came up to me. He was here with coaches first era, and he said, you know, since 1988, these decals and these helmets haven't changed. He's like, this is huge. And we all knew it was for Coach to alter the uniform. That little bit was huge, so we loved it.